The only thing I have that's six figures is my kill count.
I may not be rich, but I always get what I want.
Thanks for tuning in. Every week, we're just going to sit around, drink an entire bottle of wine, and talk about housewives.
So 80% housewives, 10% drinking wine, and the other 10% Brian calling me out.
Probably more than 10%.
Thank you for listening to So Nasty, So Rude
with Brian and Hannah. All right, we're back to Thirsty Thursdays.
What are you doing? Big clunk.
Oh yeah, it's heavy.
Hi. We're back. It's been a while. I'm a little rusty.
Yeah, you're so rusty. We are moving to bi-weekly recordings.
Yeah, we're just busy.
And tired.
Yeah.
I guess we're having the Wendy effect, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, I guess so.
We're doing too much.
Yeah, so we are now going to start doing this bi-weekly, cover two episodes from each franchise. I guess when more franchises come out, we'll come back and discuss whether or not we have to do it weekly. But as of now, bi-weekly.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty light. We only have Potomac and Salt Lake City. BravoCon's over. So we don't have a ton to cover every single week anyways. Mm-hmm. So it actually works out well. This week, though, we have an exciting guest.
Yay, guest.
We have Shane, one of our friends, who is also a BravoHolic. So welcome.
Thank you.
How excited are you right now?
So excited.
So excited. We can feel the energy.
We kind of want like a backup too, just in case Brian and I flake.
I'll always be your backup.
Yeah.
Shane is a permanent backup. That's rude. But yeah. All right. Well, also with being back, we're still not dry, which is great. So let's hop into wine.
So what'd you get?
I got a red because it's cold out. San Felice Chianti Classico. It's a 2020 Italian red. It's 13%. And that's all I can tell you because that's all I can read from the label.
Awesome. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mm. Initial thoughts?
It's really light.
It is light. I like it.
Yeah, so far I like it. This is kind of
easy to drink.
It is. This is kind of red I like.
It is giving me kind of like Pinot Noir vibes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not full bodied.
Yeah.
But so far so good. We'll see what the end of the bottle tastes like. All right, well, let's hop into Potomac, and we're covering the last 2 weeks. Frankly, Potomac is kind of a letdown so far.
I was going to say, what are your thoughts? Because I know you really like it. And Shane, are you a big fan of this franchise?
I am. I don't know. This season is a bit of a letdown.
Is it?
I agree. Yeah.
But let's also keep in mind, we're what, 5 episodes in? There's often a slow start. So we should give it some time. Because I kind of feel similar with Salt Lake City, honestly, which we'll talk about. But I don't know. It seems a little slow. The drama seems a little bit petty. It seems a little bit forced. Mia and Wendy are trying way too hard.
Yeah, yes. I'm over both of them.
Yeah, I don't understand. Well, we talked about this a couple of episodes ago. Mia having that new girl.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Effect. Now she's just trying to create drama, trying to make something out of nothing.
Well, she can't even keep her story straight.
Chris
is looking at me. Well, she says that Chris is looking at her and then flash to editing. Thank God. And he's looking the opposite direction. And then when she's questioned, she's like, oh, it wasn't sexual. She backtracks every single story.
So I know your thoughts on the Chris situation. Shane, what are your thoughts?
I am Team Robin. Like, okay. I don't think that he was sliding into her DMs whatsoever. Like,
it was innocent.
Totally innocent.
Agreed.
They're friends.
Like, I don't know how they're getting it confused, to be quite honest. Like,
and even when you read the text or the DM, message. It seems innocent. It doesn't seem sexual. It doesn't seem flirty.
He's a chef there.
Yeah.
He's the head chef. So that's what he's like, hey, you should have came here.
Yeah.
But when they had that conversation, Ashley did let it go. So I'm really confused when she brought it back.
Oh, yeah.
This last episode.
That's where I got lost because I thought they had squashed it.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden. But I just don't think Candace likes her.
And that's fine. Bottom line. I think they were being civilized.
Yeah.
But like, what is Ashley's motive? Is she trying to get the heat off of her because of the divorce?
Yeah, I think so. Ashley's messy too.
She's upset that the story got leaked.
Yeah.
About their separation. Oh,
that's
right?
True.
It's maybe. Not on her timeline.
Yeah.
Maybe. Interesting.
So maybe she's using this to kind of get some heat off of her.
Yeah.
Could be.
But I mean, I love Ashley. I always have. And I'm really liking Candace. Never have. But...
yeah, same.
I don't know. Like, why would you do that?
Because it's A, like... just,
it's a show.
Yeah, and they're
just messy. But it's a Giselle move. It's not an Ashley move.
But I almost feel like they have nothing else to do or talk about, and that's where the show is going to. So they have to make up stories almost. Like, yeah. They're that boring at this point.
It's heavily produced right now. And
it's no longer organic, and we've talked about this over and over again. Yeah. And it's so fucking annoying when it comes to Housewives.
I know. I'm watching old Housewives, oh my and God. It's just so different.
Same, though.
I miss it.
I know. I'm watching. So we share a Hey You account.
Is it New York?
Well, we were on that a few months ago.
Yeah. We're on OC now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. OC? Like, which season, though?
I'm watching 5.
I'm watching 11. So Kelly Dodd's first season.
See, even that was good.
It was so good. Kelly, Ireland. First season. Oh my God. So good.
I feel like we should just, like, stop, like, talking about the new ones and just, like, talk about all the old ones.
Yeah. It's so nostalgic. Because it seemed authentic, it seemed messy,
yep.
It now didn't seem overproduced. Got
fake storylines about a husband DMing, and I say that with finger air quotes,
yeah.
And it's just like, hey, do you want to come here? Or like, you should have came to my restaurant, because I'm the lead chef or head chef. Come on.
Yeah, no, I absolutely
Housewives, you can do better. Disappointed.
So, we kind of talked about Mia being annoying, backtracking all her stories. We also just said we don't like Wendy. Mm. Who wants to start with why they don't like Wendy?
I never liked Wendy.
Really?
Never. I was never a fan of her.
So I was always up and down with her. I think I was really impressed by her accolades.
Mm-hmm.
Her accomplishments? Accolades?
Yeah, I know. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And I thought she brought something different to the show of being a housewife, but also having her own businesses and being a doctor, being a political commentator. I thought there was a really interesting perspective there. Kind of like an Ebony from New York.
So you liked her as a person.
Yeah.
I agree. Like her as a person, just not as a housewife.
Right.
Agreed.
She's not housewife material.
No.
Like, you can't play with the big dogs, unfortunately, and she just, like, squanders.
Yeah, and she's trying to capitalize on the platform and create all these businesses. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of housewives are here to do now. But don't fucking complain about it all the time. I'm tired. I'm overwhelmed. Yet we see you in these business meetings for your candles, your book, your restaurant. Calm down then.
Wait, she has a restaurant too?
Yeah, with Peter.
That's a terrible idea.
With Peter from Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
We talked about it. She had a meeting and a restaurant with Peter from Atlanta.
Oh, yes. That was the episode
And it's
a before.
Nigerian restaurant. Where she's going to buy in for $300,000 for 20%.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Peter, out of all the people.
I know. Like, that's how you know it's bad news.
Didn't he lose his business, like, twice?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of serious restaurant owners have a lot of failed restaurants and a lot of successful ones. So I'm not going to hold that
against
him.
I just don't know if he has any successful ones.
I don't know anything about him, except he's Cynthia's ex.
I don't know.
Yeah, right? Okay.
But I just hate when people complain about things when they put themselves in that position.
Right.
Yeah. I don't care about her. She's not giving me the Kenya effect.
Yeah, like, let's just keep the OG cast in a sense.
I know.
Kind of like Salt Lake City. We haven't really expanded. We have a couple friends of.
Yeah.
But we kind of kept it core for three seasons so far.
See, I feel like the friends of are good just to be messy. Like, stay in that status and be messy. But when you become a real housewife, you should actually have a real story.
Yeah, exactly. Something for people to connect with.
Yeah.
And Mia could have, with her sickness, if she got her story straight.
Oh, fuck.
Like, you know what I mean? There is a storyline there. Just fucking get your script right if you're going to be scripted. But this is why Housewives being scripted doesn't work.
Do you think it's, like, totally scripted?
I think by her.
Do you think it's scripted?
I don't think fully, but I feel like they're like, this is what your storyline is going to be this
Interesting.
Season.
Yeah. I feel like they play a lot with that, too, especially with New Jersey. And I feel like with more Housewives coming on, more franchises, that's what they do.
Well, and that's where the social media before it starts, because it gets the buzz going, it gets the hype going. She had all this posts on social media before we've aired.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
And so it starts her storyline in the show, trying to solidify next season.
Well, speaking of, I guess, Kenya effect, which I was kind of talking about earlier, Candace, we still like her.
Yeah.
And you're a fan also,
yeah,
correct?
I'm a fan.
Were you always a fan?
the past couple seasons, she was super annoying. And, she like, was the mean. Whole, like, Monique thing, like, she had it coming.
Totally, I agree.
So...
I'm on Monique's side. I don't condone violence, yeah. But I'm sorry. You come in my face like that, yeah. I am going to beat a bitch.
Yeah, and Candace, we always said she was, like, mean. Yeah. Like, mean.
Below the belt.
Below mm-hmm. the belt. And she kind of did that again, which I don't like. Like, she's really with fucking Ashley? Mean to Ashley.
So the thing I don't like about Candace, I never have, and I still don't. It's the quality that we still see today that I wish would go away. She attacks women's physical attributes like there's no tomorrow.
Right.
She doesn't attack their character. She doesn't attack their intelligence. She attacks their physical attributes. Mm. And, like, this is 2022. Like, we're beyond that. You are a pageant queen, and that's what's coming out when you make those comments.
Yeah, it's really weird for her to be doing that, honestly. Especially in today's world.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so if there's anything else you want to add before we move on... What is with the ladies getting together and having these, like, sessions of, like, therapy? Because they're not the only, like, franchise that has done this.
Well, again, it's weird that it's on the same time as Salt Lake City because they're doing their meditation retreat. And then, are you talking about the burn session?
Yeah, I don't understand. Atlanta does it. I think, well, Beverly Hills is all they do is eat and fight.
I do kind of think it is setting the stage to lay your shit out. Because it's to cleanse, but no, I think it's to put your shit on the table.
But, like, who 100%. Does this in real life?
No one. I don't know anyone that does
like,
that.
No, we just sit down and just, like, tell each other how much we hate each other.
And then no, I'm just going to come at you and be like, you did this, it pissed me off, let's squash it now and move on.
Yeah, no, they had, like, a full-blown fucking
like
session.
Like, my note to you last week, Hannah's fucking annoying.
What was your when I was, oh, it was okay, I get time. It. Yeah, I've been blocked out for, like, the last, like, fucking, like, 6 days.
But that's how real people deal with things. And so it just feels produced and forced. But what I did love about the burn session was how direct Robin was.
I'm kind of living for Robin.
I love her this season.
Yeah.
I've always loved her.
Did you?
Yeah. This season she's like found her voice.
I was going to say she found her voice.
Okay, it took 7 seasons though.
Listen, but she's doing it. Yeah. Some people are late bloomers.
But why is she lucky enough to get 7 seasons to find her voice?
I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Because she's Giselle's, like, I don't want you to...
She's her sidekick, kind of. The green-eyed bandit.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it was Wendy, maybe Candace, that said Giselle's the brains behind that, both of them. In, not saying that she's smarter, but between starting the shit and being the pot stirrer.
Well, Giselle is just fucking, like...
I kind of love Giselle, though. We need a Giselle on every franchise. My God. Yeah. Otherwise, the show would be trash.
But she's not, like... She's likable,
yeah,
at least.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
Like, when Kenya was that person, like, she was totally unlikable.
Exactly, yeah.
At least, like, her, like, you kind of love to hate her, but actually love to hate
yeah,
her.
Yeah, because she can make fun of herself, too.
Yeah.
I think
and
that's
she is fun.
But going back to Robin, I think, I don't, she was just relatable, but she was the boring, poor housewife. Like,
not anymore.
No. Okay. Girl, well, getting prenups.
Okay, well, she's still not rich. Everyday people should get prenups.
Well, she's richer than me, so...
Yeah.
I agree. I think she's on the road to success, but she was still the boring, poor
housewife.
Doesn't
she have, like, a really good, like, hat line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and reasonably shady. I guess you didn't watch this last episode. They flashed to it.
Well, no, okay. Caught. I did watch it, but I was working, and it was on the background.
But she has some really quick wit, and I do like that she's going after Wendy. And we're like oil and water. Mm-hmm. The look on Wendy's face, also thinking it's oil and vinegar. Those go together, idiot.
Yeah.
But it was just so good. She was not prepared.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Well, so far, it's okay. It's not one of their best, but I guess, like you said, we're only 5 episodes in, so... Well, hopefully it starts to progress.
We talk about this with Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills starts strong, gets really bad in the middle, and finishes strong. Mm-hmm. And that's rare.
Well, it finished like a fucking mess this year.
Still strong.
But, yeah.
But most franchises are slow to pick up, and then it's going up the hill, right? And then it finishes at the peak.
Yeah.
We need the group trip to happen.
Where are they going this year?
I don't even know.
Are they going somewhere?
That's usually when things...
like, spicy. Put them in a van and just, like, let them fight.
Yeah.
Well, they tried to put... So they had a sprinter van this episode, but then they were separated. Oh, thanks, Wendy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fuck you, Wendy.
That's our opportunity for good content.
There's no running. There's no hiding.
She's like,
no.
We're all going to travel separately. Oh. Yet it was her and...
Ashley, yeah.
In one car and everyone else in the other.
And I mean, fine. If that was reality, but, I would have done the same thing. But,
like, you shouldn't be on Housewives.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that's not your calling, lady.
Yeah, she's no Lisa Barlow.
That's for sure.
Speaking of which, let's hop into Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Let's go. So, are you going to start singing?
You don't want me to sing. Wasn't there an episode where we were singing everything?
Oh, like, the Luann.
Oh, yeah.
Money can't buy a class.
Great. So you can be in the choir. I'll perfect. Skit.
I actually probably will fit in great, too, by standards.
It was definitely a reject choir, judging by the size of the line. And who was in it?
It was like the Housewives plus like five people.
Yeah. Half family. I know. Yeah. That was so funny. Most of these people are related to Heather somehow. But overall, shocked that Jen was pretty good when she came in.
Jen was good.
And Lisa, she's really good.
Lisa just, surprised. Like, it was cringy for me. It wasn't her singing. It was, like, when she just, like, she was talking and then automatically went into some singing voice and then stopped me, like, did it? Okay, is that it? Did I get it?
Because she's in her own world.
I know, but you know? I love her for it.
She just, like, doesn't care what anyone has to say.
Good for her.
But I think, yes, love that about her. Mm-hmm. I love that she just owns it. She's comfortable in her own skin. I love myself enough for the both of us.
Yep.
I'm all about it. But I think the cringe piece came from the editing. I think with the background music and the tension between her and Heather, I think that came through, which is why you felt cringy.
Yeah. I just always get, like, secondhand embarrassment. Like, there's points I have to, like, turn off the TV because, like, I just can't handle it.
Great.
So... But that was one of those moments for me.
I'm not thrilled about this choir storyline. I think it is filler, and I think it's Heather just trying to get airtime.
So did I miss something? Where did this come from?
She just said that she was missing that part of her life. Like, she misses going to church.
The spirituality.
So she makes a fucking choir?
Yeah.
Well, she said that she loved the choir.
Yeah.
And that's something that she misses, and feeling her connection with God. And so she wanted to get all of the rejects from the Mormon church together. Where are you going to get?
Yeah, you should see it.
Nice.
What?
No, it just made me laugh.
But it's true. Like, it's all of basically the ex-cons of Mormonism are together.
It just seems like such, like strange story to, like, bring out, like, at a place.
This seems like a storyline that they would have done and shouldn't have aired.
Right.
Like, filler.
Yeah.
It was a filler story. Somehow made it in.
They're like, you know what? Good enough.
I mean, I think... And my opinions on this were going to come later, but they fit here. It almost feels like Heather's stretching to keep all-time favorite housewife title.
Mm.
And I feel like she's almost coming off inauthentic to a degree. Yeah. And she's trying to hit points that she thinks the audience wants to see, and that's coming through.
So, Shane, are you a Heather fan?
Totally.
Have you been one since, like, the beginning? Yeah. And I already know your, like, thoughts on it, but what is your opinion on, like, the Whitney and Heather kind of
I was very fight? Much team Heather until this last episode, the fight with Whitney and her, and I was more on Whitney's side.
Yeah, I agree.
Why?
I just think I think Heather's just in a bad space right now. I think she's... With this book, she's preoccupied with, I don't know. I just think she's not in a good headspace right now.
Again, Housewives complaining about how busy they are. Suck it.
I think she says she's busy, but I think she's just very conflicted. Because she, like she said, she's like, I would read what I wrote, and then she felt guilty, and she doesn't want her family to hear all these stories, and then she'd remove it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and then I'd reread it, and I felt like it was inauthentic.
But I agree with you, but it's funny, because isn't that what Whitney is going through too.
Totally.
So
they should be bonding over it.
Yes. Because Whitney's going through her trauma, and I think her anger is also misdirected.
But that's why I think it's inauthentic. But that's why I don't believe it. That's why I don't fully believe it. And I think she's trying to almost create something out of nothing.
Plus, she keeps putting her hands on Whitney, and I think it's getting, like, the first time was funny, and then the second time, I was like, okay, like, you need to, like, watch your hands.
I agree.
Yeah.
There's no reason to push someone.
No.
And, like, Whitney's...
And she was, like, sweet going to her, like, trying to, like, hey, we need to just watch this. And, again, like...
Heather wasn't receptive. The first time they were drinking, and, like, I get it.
Yeah.
But this last time, like, you were sober, and...
Yeah, you don't need to...
It was just uncalled for.
Yeah.
And Heather just wasn't listening to her.
No.
She wasn't retaining the... Whitney's feelings. Whitney was delivering it actually incredibly well, in my opinion.
I agree.
And that's why I feel like Heather's trying to hold on to this title. Because as soon as she, the things that she said, I don't remember word for word, but you're making me look like the bad guy. And she was saying things like that, where you come in as the hero to my event, even though you're not telling me that something's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
That's why I think she's trying to pull this, like, narrative of trying to maintain this favorite housewife status.
Totally, but
and I love
even,
her.
Yeah, but it doesn't even make sense, because isn't she the one that's friends with Angie H?
Yeah.
Who is...
Well, they both were.
They both
But now but, Whitney's questioning it and Heather's not.
And she's good friends with Jen, and she's, like, kind of on, like, some weird wobbly wall with Lisa, but she's still the one bringing... bringing Angie H.
You're talking about Heather?
Heather, yeah. Is the one bringing Angie H. to the group.
But then Heather also didn't back up Jen when they were outside. That pissed me off.
Oh, yeah. That was really annoying.
Right? And the girl's sitting on her fucking lap.
I know.
Like a fucking... What do you call those dolls? Like those, like...
Ventriloquist?
Yeah.
I love how Jen's like, oh, is she gonna, like, breastfeed her now?
Yeah. Ugh. Okay.
So I don't understand what's really going on with her.
Yeah. I think she's just trying to find her footing and keep her status.
But sometimes you gotta be the hated housewife too.
Not, you cannot be top housewife every season. No. Editors and producers will not let it happen. Yeah. They're gonna find your snide.
Beverly Hills, prime example, man.
Exactly. Yeah. The mighty will always fall. You can climb back up again, but you're gonna have a shitty season at some point. And I fucking hate Angie H.
Oh, do you want to talk about cringe?
Yeah, let's go.
Angie H. in that fucking flapper dress or whatever.
Well, both of them.
Like, the I flapper can't with her. Dress.
But she screams desperation.
Is she a
so
dancer?
Thirsty.
Is she a dancer?
She says, like, oh, like 20 years ago.
Okay, so I was going to say, you're a dancer.
She's not a dancer.
Okay.
But she's another one that can't keep her story straight. Depending on who she's talking to, it changes.
Or keep her fucking husband on a leash.
Not even keep your husband on a leash, but it's...
He should. He deserves to be on one.
I feel like they did it together. And that's why it was absolute bullshit when she's like, oh, I didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah,
it's a crock of shit. She tried to get on the show last season. Her contract didn't get signed.
Yeah.
So now she's going hard to try to get a contract this season. And they were figuring out how they could get the most publicity. And it's going after Jen Shaw and Lisa Barlow because they're the ones in the headlines.
How embarrassing for them both, though.
It's pathetic.
Like... Your husband made a fake Instagram account.
And had to admit that on TV.
Yeah. How cringe. And then...
But, like, laughed about it. And Meredith didn't even bat an eye. She obviously knew about it before.
See, this is what I'm not liking about Housewives.
I know. It's all this shit that's happening behind the scenes, and it's produced.
Yeah.
It's so produced. Could you imagine that happening in fucking New York? Or fucking, like, old school OC with Tamra? Tamra would have lost her fucking shit.
It's bullshit. And... I think Angie H. is a terrible addition, and I hope she crashes and burns.
Me too.
She's just desperate. She's tired. She could have had a really cool story with her family, her child. I think there was a lot of potential with her, and the sight of fame overtook that.
It's funny that Housewives has now moved into a world where it has to be about drama.
Totally.
If it's not drama, then, like, fuck you. You're not getting your next season. It's no longer about the riches.
That's what they think, though.
Because, but that's what we, as viewers...
They think we want.
Well,
that's what we want.
New
or they think
Housewife
that's,
fans.
Yeah.
Right. True.
Because we know what's up.
Yeah. We're going back and watching the old New York and OC.
And it's so funny. I much rather watch the old... Housewives.
Yeah.
Like, I watch that shit over and over again. The ones, like, today, like, after watching it twice.
I know.
Yeah.
Twice is still a lot. But, like, I'm like, I'm done.
You don't need to come back to it.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're in agreement. We hate Angie H. She's gotta go.
Yep.
What are your feelings on the other two friends? So, Dana and Angie K?
I don't really know much about them yet.
Same.
So, we'll just have to wait and see.
I was gonna say, they're kind of just, like... I don't know, floating around right now. I think they are going to give it later. Right now, we're just, like, in the Angie H. show.
Yeah.
About her stupid shit that means nothing.
Yeah, well, we have heard that the friends of really bring it this season.
Yeah.
I really like the energy so far. Like, Angie seems really loyal to Jen. She's being fair. And Dana, she's Meredith's friend, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like their energy so far.
Yeah, like...
We don't know enough to actually judge them, but you're on TV, so we're going to judge anyway.
But it's not a Housewives franchise unless you get a cringe bathtub scene.
I know, right? I kind of love them, though. They're such a cute couple.
Oh, I love them as a couple. I think they are cute. Just so, at least they're not like fucking, what was it, Tamara and Eddie? Or Joe and Teresa?
So,
Joe and Teresa, but
no, that was just because they, ugh.
Right?
It's not
as cringe as that.
Like, at least Tamara and Eddie are hot.
Yeah.
Like, Meredith and Seth are pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't like
Joe and Teresa. Oh, I could vomit. But do you think it's that they're fine to do the cringe, or do you think it's just to get airtime? Because we know that people talk about these bathtub scenes.
The fact that we're even saying that is annoying as fuck.
Totally. But do you think it's...
It is. It has to be.
100%.
People talk about Eddie and Tamara all the time. All the time.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those top moments in Housewives history.
But theirs was like...
It was sexual. Steamy. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, do you know the story behind that?
No.
It's because Eddie got way too wasted because he was nervous about doing it.
Oh.
And they thought the cameras were going to leave, and they didn't. And he was wasted. And so that's why it ended up going a little too far and turned into softcore porn.
I just watched this episode.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and he literally, like, downs his glass of red wine before getting in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Tamara talks about how wasted he was all the time on her podcast.
Whatever. Get a Tamara.
Oh, again, it's iconic. It's cringe, but it set the stage.
But that's upsetting that people are trying to relive these moments or recreate them to make themselves, I guess, noticed in, like, the
past. Totally. Meredith loves a bath, so.
She does love a bath. That is true. And I will, like, I do, like, very good point.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When she was in the bath when Jen was being arrested, I loved it.
I loved it. Like, it's like, she gave no fucks.
Yeah. Totally didn't care.
So,
I loved it.
I guess one thing before we move on, unless there's anything else. Mary, you're saying that you miss Mary.
Really?
Okay, so say what you want about Mary Cosby. I can't stand her. She did a lot of shitty things. I think she's a psychopath.
Yeah.
She brought something to the show, and there is a missing puzzle piece right now. And I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. I can't just call it crazy. But she brought something to the show...
Yeah.
That was really awesome.
Yeah, she has a few screws loose. You can tell. And she's just, like, so tacky. But I know what you mean. Like, her weird little one-liners that she would always have.
She did have some really good fucking one-liners.
Her faces.
Yeah.
Her mannerisms.
Yes. There was,
if anything...
She's a character.
She seemed more authentic than what these new people are bringing.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why we kind of, like, jive with her.
Yeah.
Is because she's just authentic. It's just who she is.
I don't like her, but I appreciate that she's being her.
Yeah. Yeah. A fucking weird-ass human. But I'll take that.
And a cult leader.
And a cult leader.
So... Oh, totally.
You know what? The bar is low. If we're going to fucking start accepting cult leaders, we're like, you know what?
As long as you're authentic.
As long as you're authentic, I'll take a cult leader.
Oh. Well, like, I mean, Jen, I feel like she's authentic. Like, I really am loving Jen. Again, she pled guilty. She's done a lot of shitty things.
Yeah. And know what? Like, let's be honest. The girl's going to plead innocent and she's going to do it throughout this entire season. And why are we going to fault her for that? She's trying to save her ass.
Yeah.
So,
well, people are going to hate this. Maybe she is innocent. There is a problem with our judicial system where you're safer taking a guilty deal.
Yeah.
Because if you plead innocent and you're found guilty, you're going to get a way worse charge.
Right.
And that's a problem in our systems.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to get into the politics of it. But just because someone pleads guilty doesn't mean they're guilty.
No.
How many people have pled guilty in prison and have got off and found years later that they weren't?
Totally.
Has
her assistant been sentenced yet?
No.
So that's we'll see.
Before we move on, I love Lisa and John.
Yeah.
Their relationship is so cute.
You can tell they're good parents, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that chat that they were having with their kid. They didn't totally dismiss him.
Yep.
But John's like, okay, we'll also look at the people positive. That like to go to college.
Yeah.
And Lisa can post herself.
Yeah.
She's like, I want you to fucking go to college, but I'm going to listen. Did I do something wrong? Do you feel pressured?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I fucking love Lisa.
Same.
I think Lisa's probably still my favorite. Yeah. I think she's still my favorite.
From this franchise?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now. Yeah. She is my favorite. Her and Heather go back and forth for me. I like them for different reasons.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Heather's kind of losing me though. Right now.
Yeah.
You're only as good as your last episode.
Yeah. It's very true.
So, but they do go back and forth. They're both in my top housewives of all time though.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
I think mine's Bethany.
Oh, she's up there too. She's in top five. But I kind of, like, I'm over Bethany.
We'll get into that. And stick around.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to our show.
Be sure to rate us wherever you listen and follow us on Instagram at So Nasty So Rude Podcast. All right, so speaking of Bethany, she's back on the scene and back with Housewives.
I'm kind of excited as fuck.
So, to be clear, she's not on Housewives of New York or Legacy. She has a podcast where she's recapping. Is it old episodes or just iconic moments?
I think it's old episodes.
Yeah,
I think,
like,
right?
Iconic episodes.
Oh, okay.
I think.
That's only going to be,
but it's like, she was such a hater of Housewives after she left that it's like, all these people are coming forward being like, really? Like, are you that desperate now that you want a podcast about Housewives when, like...
Yes, and I'm living for it. Do it.
Really? Okay, so...
Well, I'm going to listen to it.
So I'm also on this train of, you wanted to go and smack all of the Housewives stuff all the time. When the book came out, you trashed it. All these other Housewives doing their podcasts, doing their spinoffs, doing their product. And no, she actually doesn't support a lot of other women.
Okay, but we're making an assumption that she's going to go on there and just trash all these ladies.
It's Bethany Frankel.
But we still don't know that. We still don't know that.
Sure. I hear you. I'm a Bethany stan. But we're here to make assumptions and
maybe
judge.
Maybe she's just talking about the fucking production and the background, all that stuff. Calling Ramona a little bit of an idiot here and there. She deserves it. Yeah. Ramona is an idiot.
Maybe it is more like behind the scenes stuff.
Yes, that's what I'm grasping.
I just can't see that being Bethany.
I don't know.
I hope she does call Ramona an idiot and Luana Jo. Like, come on. It is what it is. That's all happened. And maybe she'll give us like a background of her and the Jill situation, like in deeper depth.
Or the Kelly Ben Simone.
Oh my God. Or the Kelly. It's not that she's going to go call her a fucking clown.
Or a meth head.
Or a meth head. Fun fact. So there is like, no one come at me. there is like this Reddit post about Kelly on that, what is it called, Scary Island trip?
Yeah.
Scary Island trip. That she was on meth. Okay.
I've heard that too. Are you going to talk about why?
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's a moment that Sonia is like running into her room and being like, oh, it smells like cat pee.
And we see that on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And apparently meth smells like cat pee.
Hmm.
Hmm. No one come at me or throw me some like legal shit.
No, but it's online. And I mean,
I didn't write it.
It's also Sonia. She's just crazy.
But
That's a weird coincidence. And matched up with Kelly's whack behavior.
It did.
Because she was delusional. She was paranoid. She was psychotic. Yeah.
And Sonia wasn't like a drunk then. Like not super drunk.
No, sorry. I thought of something else.
What?
I was like deep into comments somewhere recently. And someone called Kelly Ben Simone the lowest budget housewife of all time.
Wow. Really? I'm pretty sure she's one of the richest.
Ben Simone?
Yeah.
She's doing real estate now, like everyone else. She can't be that rich.
No, her husband is
who's
like...
Who's she married to?
Ben Simone, the fucking photographer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but did she get all his money?
Well, she has like one of the most expensive fucking condos in New York.
Toronto.
Mm-hmm. I almost said Toronto. That's me.
I'm just going to leave that one alone.
I don't know if she's still rich. I'm going to say no.
She looks a little budget.
I haven't seen her lately.
Do a little Google dive one night.
All that said, she's good TV, and I'm not mad if she ever came back.
I would never want to see her back just because.
What? Oh my God, no. She's
I don't
so
think
crazy.
Mentally she's there.
You don't know. Like, 8 years have passed.
Maybe she stopped doing
math. Oh, my God. Oh, okay, well, let's wrap this one up. Bethany, I'm a stan. She's kind of been annoying me. You know what? My thoughts on Bethany changed since her HBO show. She was a cunt. Yeah. And she was rude. She was condescending. It's about finding her new CEO or something. It was a... don't
her
watch
assistant
it.
Or something.
No, it was a CEO. Oh.
Can't you imagine a show about finding, like, an executive assistant? Just, like, come help me.
Well, there have been.
Has there?
Yeah. Like, How to Be a Hilton or something.
I think that would be her friend.
Mm. And then Paris
but
is BFF.
I guess also her assistant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Such stupid shows.
Oh, I watched them all. I actually just watched How to Be a Hilton or whatever.
Didn't you say you liked it?
I didn't hate it. It was very, like, Celebrity Apprentice. Or, no, it was, like, The Apprentice. They weren't celebrities. Mm.
But just, like, really catty young humans.
Yeah, like... It was messy. We are so off topic, so we're done with that. But let's talk about Real Housewives of Orange County. They filmed the reunion. Or not the reunion, sorry. Finale. They filmed the finale.
I was like, well, damn.
And so that was a quick filming, it feels like. It feels like
honestly,
it was only 2 months.
I don't even think it happened. Like, it's just like in and out. Like, I don't remember when they started.
Yeah, well, I guess... Heather Dubrow sold her house, and maybe now she'll be on Beverly Hills.
Oh, what, yeah, I did see that.
Do you think she'd be good on Beverly Hills?
I think so.
Why?
I think that they, like, fit in with that crowd.
I think Beverly Hills needs a disruptor.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills needs a Kelly Dodd.
Oof. That's some strong-ass words.
Yeah.
You know, though?
Don't come after Brian. Yeah.
And honestly, though, and watching OC... I'm going to say it again. Say what you want about Kelly Dodd. She's very problematic. She has a lot of things that she says that I don't agree with. Our views are very different. She's good TV, and she's authentically herself.
But I think we can get someone other than Kelly Dodd who is like
Well,
that.
We don't have a good track record here.
Yeah.
I know.
Like,
but
last season, rough.
Yeah.
The last season of quite a few franchises.
Oh my God,
rough.
I totally forgot. They had a music video at the end. That's where they were.
Tragic. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
That was... Well, everyone did. Didn't Jersey?
Jersey, yeah. They went to Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a whole sing-along for
Atlanta,
the whole week.
Didn't they?
I'm sure they have.
Oh, my God.
Tune that one out, I guess.
I can't keep up.
Block that out.
Yeah, that's in the black hole.
But do you get what I'm saying? Like, personal feelings aside.
Honestly, Orange County cannot get any worse.
So I've heard this season should be good. I mean,
happy that Tamara's back and Vicky.
Shows up.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, I hope Tamara, and we spoke about this, I hope Tamara comes back and is back to her authentic self rather than trying to, like, just
deliver
make,
a show.
Yeah, deliver a show. Yeah. Because it's so funny. When they try so hard, it doesn't work. If they were just honest, and that is delivering a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, point is, we're over this overproduced shit.
Yeah, stop it, Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so speaking of overproduced, Ultimate Girls Trip, season 4... The cast is rumored to be Dolores and Margaret from Jersey, Robin and Ashley from Potomac, Sutton and Garcelle from Beverly Hills, and then Gina and Emily from OC.
I can see that.
I'm here for it.
That's a good cast.
I love it.
But it just looks, like, friendly and fun. It doesn't look drama.
But maybe we need that. Because think about the first one. Shut up.
The first one was boring.
And it wasn't boring. We liked it.
It was fine, but it
was boring.
The first
one was kind of
boring.
Okay.
Because they were like the OGs.
True.
And they were still had a job.
And Kyle was in there and she does nothing for anyone. So.
Any stab, you can take it, Kyle.
That's why I failed.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, this is almost like the friend group.
They're all
joining
tight.
Together.
Yeah. Like, they're all actual friends. I don't know.
It could work. Like, I don't know.
But we need a Kelly Dodd.
Yeah. So we would need, we do need someone who would be, like, messy.
A foster.
Yeah. Ashley is messy, but I don't think Ashley would be messy with this group. It just, she would have no reason to.
No, because they're all nice.
I mean, you never
it
know
It would
what
be
happen.
A very nice group. They'd be very polite.
I don't love it. I know you both have said offline that you
I would
it.
Be okay with it. It would bring something new.
I just
Margaret,
like them all.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Yeah.
I do like
I
them
love
all.
It. But yeah, I agree.
It's
it
like
could be boring.
It's going to be kumbaya.
Yeah, it could be boring. It'd be a lot of fucking just like healing episodes.
Mm.
Yeah, like we need... And where's Salt Lake City? Like, where's Lisa Barlow in this?
And they're going to Hong Kong?
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Hmm.
Or at least that's what the rumor is.
Huh. I didn't actually read that they were going to Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
But see, they were right about the Thailand one.
Remember? So they were, yeah. Yeah,
so...
It's possible.
This is possible.
Wow. The people that don't have current contracts really got shafted with Bluestone Manor.
Right? Like, he literally just went to Dorian
Gray. But it also was fun.
It did. It was so good.
It was the best.
So good.
Because they have nothing to lose.
But maybe that's what they needed. And everything
to gain.
Maybe that's what they needed. Something more low-key and not fucking like going to Hong Kong, not going to Thailand.
Or ex-housewives. Yeah. Maybe that's the secret sauce. Or like at least blend them together. Like put some old housewives in there.
That was like I would rewatch that.
Like a Camille Grammer. Hate Camille Grammer. But maybe
she would be good.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. Put someone
she's thirsty enough. She'll who's do it.
Trying to get on the show. Like and that's what worked well with Jill and Brandy and Tamra and Dorinda. They're trying to get back on the show.
Yeah.
But it was very like real.
Totally.
It didn't seem like produced.
I agree.
That was the difference between that and everything else.
Absolutely agree.
All right. Is there anything else?
No. Well, the only other thing I have in my notes is the Real Rodents cartoon. It's so cute.
It is cute.
Crystal and Portia. Is it a full-length film? Does anyone know? Or is it just a short? Yeah.
I just kind of watched.
I would assume it's short.
I would hope so.
Like, imagine what's that? Full-length.
I'm going to watch it, though.
It's like a fucking 45-minute thing.
Oh my God. Is it out?
I don't know. I don't think it's out
I
yet.
I feel like it's just... It's on it Disney. Has to be. It's on Disney?
Yeah. It's Disney produced Plus. By Disney.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
Wow, maybe it is.
That's probably how Crystal got on there, really.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Rob Minkoff.
That's probably... Wow. Solved mystery.
Oh, were you confused?
I was very confused.
Oh.
I didn't know what any of this was, but...
Oh, I don't know how Portia got on there.
Mm. Oh, also, Portia went live and fucking accidentally showed her wedding dress.
What do you mean she went live?
So she was live on Instagram. And that eye roll. How did that just
accidentally pop into the frame?
Okay, let me just...
She's getting married?
Accidentally. Yeah.
Oh, she's getting married to that ex of the friend.
Yes. So it was like facing her in a direction that was facing her like door. And she was talking to her sister on the side. And they were talking about clothing. And then she moved to her like... She turned the camera towards her sister in the wedding dress. Which looked... If she didn't say wedding dress... No one would have fucking known because it's red.
So do you believe that?
I don't know.
A red what?
It's red.
A red wedding dress. Okay, so we took a break to watch this video. Curiosity. Oh, man. It's still going.
Anyways, so what do you think? Do you think it was intentional or not?
I think it was intentional.
It was a crock of shit.
Oh, wow.
How many times have I said that today?
I was very much believing that. I was like,
oh, no, you were not.
I was more concerned about her ugly wedding dress.
Okay, oh, it is hideous.
Yeah. I was like, if you didn't say anything, then no one would have guessed.
No.
It looks like a fucking ballroom red. I feel like
she would have reacted so much earlier. Like, it went on too long, and then...
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
I would have believed if she, like, flashed, and then, like, kind of just...
Instantly.
And didn't... And just... Because if you cared, you wouldn't have made a scene. You would have just moved the camera and, like, just looked
because
frazzled.
It's big. It's also, like, a Cinderella dress. Yeah. So it's but not, like... you see it in the frame. You will see it in the corner of your fucking eye, this red bulging thing from the closet. Mm-hmm.
So, we swayed you.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Anything else, or should we rate some wine?
Let's rate some wine.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. Well,
cheers. One last sip.
As always.
Okay. As our guest.
Okay. It's a 5 score, right?
Yeah. Oh, so we do taste a 5 on taste and then a 5 on bottle.
Okay. Taste, I'm going to do a 4.5.
Whoa. Generous.
I love it. Bottle, like a solid 2.
Okay.
Oh, why a 2?
Just... Not appealing to me.
It has like a gold medallion.
I see that.
That's what throws it off. You and should it's a stop cork. Doing these damn sticker things.
It's not an award though. It's just a.
I don't like those though. They need to stop it.
Do you like the texture?
It's like a fake award. Yeah. I do. Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, so it's a 2. Taste, I'm going to give it a 4. Mm-hmm. Bottle, I'll give it a 3.
I'm going to agree. 4, bottle 3. All right.
There you have it.
That is it. Thank you to Shane, our guest.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How was your first week?
Good. It was fun. Can't wait to be back.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Let's make this a regular thing.
Yeah. Okay.
we'll see if your invitation gets lost in the mail.
Yeah. Brian, no. Just kidding. We love you. And that's it.
That's it. That's all.
Okay, see you guys in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Thank you for listening to So Nasty and So Rude
with Brian and Hannah.